In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit lisaatnight.com or kmartchristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, must be 18 or older to enter.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. It looks like yesterday's deadly attack on a U.S. military mess hall in Iraq was caused by a suicide bomber. That's according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers.
At this point, it looks like it was an improvised explosive device worn by an attacker.
The explosion killed 22 people, including 13 American service members. As for how the bomber got onto the military base, Myers says investigators aren't sure yet and are working to find out. At that Pentagon briefing today, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said it's difficult to try to stop every attack.
Someone who's attacking can attack at any place, at any time, using any technique. And it is an enormous challenge to provide force protection, something that our forces worry about, work on constantly.
About 50 people, most of them injured soldiers from Mosul, arrived in Germany on Wednesday aboard an Air Force C-141 transport plane. Mosul, in the immediate aftermath of Saddam Hussein's ouster in April of 2003, was declared a success story by U.S. commanders, but armed opposition has mounted, especially since last month's operation to retake Fallujah. Many insurgents apparently relocated to Mosul. Secretary General Kofi Annan called on the U.N. Security Council today to urgently reassess its efforts to end nearly 2 years of conflict and bloodshed in Sudan's western Darfur region, saying that the current approach isn't working. Both Annan and the Security Council expressed deep concern at the deteriorating situation in the region of Sudan, where rebels and government-backed forces have repeatedly broken pledges to stop fighting, and only 900 troops of a 4,000-strong African Union force have actually been deployed. The man who was nominated by President Bush to be Homeland Security Secretary and then withdrew his name amid some embarrassing revelations, Bernard Kerik, is now leaving Rudy Giuliani's consulting firm. Kerik, the former New York police commissioner, who's been a longtime friend and associate of Giuliani's, says he's leaving Giuliani Partners. He says he's apologized to the former mayor for being a distraction. In the state of Washington, that state's high court has ruled that hundreds of disputed ballots should be counted in the extremely tight recount for governor of the state of Washington. Democrats had asked that the absentee ballots be included, despite any errors made by election workers. They say their candidate, Christine Gregoire, has about an 8-vote edge after the latest hand count, and today's court decision could widen that lead. And a lawyer challenging California's marriage law says there is nothing inherent in marriage to prevent same-sex couples from participating in it. Today's arguments before a judge in San Francisco mark the beginning of what's expected to be a drawn-out legal fight over whether California's law banning same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. 12 gay couples are suing the state. On their behalf, attorney Shannon Mitter argued that marriage shouldn't be restricted to heterosexual couples. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Al Franken Show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We did a show at Abu Ghraib. It was the first USO show there. And these guards and stuff have to live with the stigma of it. So it was, we went out there and we're on the Sergeant Major of the Army's USO tour. Introduced the Sergeant Major, Sergeant Major Preston, by saying, please give a warm Abu Ghraib welcome to.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I want to remind you our Christmas program tomorrow night, so tune in for that. And then we will be off Friday and Monday. That's all. We're not going anywhere. But tomorrow night, our Christmas Eve program, similar to what we've done, I don't know, for as long as I've been in radio, I guess. So tomorrow night, don't forget to be here. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you would like to join in at any time, please feel free to do so. I saw something that was this evening on MSNBC. I was watching MSNBC like we usually do here at in the bunker, waiting for the program to begin. And there was a commercial, not a commercial, but a promo, a pro. Troops wish you the best from Lynn Cheney, the wife of you know who. But anyway, Lynn Cheney sits there and says happy holidays to our troops. Now, what the hell is going on here? I thought that, I'm very aware that these right-wing religious fundamentalist groups have their Bermudas in a huge wad because people are saying happy holidays. Did you notice the other day when Bush had his press conference, he started out by saying happy holidays. Lynn Cheney says happy holidays. Why aren't these people being lambasted the way, Macy's is, or Federated Department Stores, or the schools that try to have a holiday a program for all the kids who go to the school, whether they're Christian, Muslim, or Jew, or atheist, or humanist, or whatever. I think, once again, it's a clear example of the hypocrisy
and how destructive that hypocrisy is, how the Bush crime family has learned very clearly to use this hypocrisy to keep us at each other's throats. On the one hand, I've been listening to followers of Christ for all my life talk about the commercialization of Christmas, how terrible it is, how true Christians wouldn't do that. You know, some true Christians don't even celebrate Christmas because it's a pagan holiday. It's a celebration to begin with, which is not supposed to be done. It involves graven images, which the Bible prohibits. You know, just on and on and on. And now all of a sudden, the very same people who 20, 30, 40 years ago were bitching about how commercialized Christmas has become now are insisting that retail department stores actually use the word Christmas in order to sell their made-in-China goods. I don't get it. It's crazy, isn't it? And in the meantime, I mean, I do get it. Of course I get it. It's designed to keep us at our throats, each other's throats. In the meantime, members of the Bush crime family just sit back and laugh. You know, they just giggle and hoot and holler. You know, the porn writer Lynn Cheney, the hypocrite George Bush, the crazy man Dick Cheney, the mass murderer Rumsfeld, all these people that profess their Christianity, you know, and keep the pot stirred, so to speak, keeping Americans at each other's throats. Oh, you took Christ out of Christmas. Oh, well, you're not going to, yeah, you know. And the whole argument about all this is just so old and so ugly and so useless, and it's such a waste of time. I don't know why I'm spending any time on it at all. But if somebody wants to celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever the religious holiday is, go for it. Do it. There's no prohibition. My goodness, that's what the First Amendment's all about, isn't it? You can practice whatever you want or nothing. Just don't do it on taxpayer-supported property. Why is that so hard for these morons to understand? Nobody's trying to take the Christ out of Christmas. Now, if the department stores, if they decide that they want to call it Happy Holidays, so what? Do Christians really want the birth of this Savior associated with greed and gimme, gimme, bye, bye? Come on, you guys, lighten up, you Christian fundamentalists. You know, most of us normal people know you're crazier than hell. But even at this time of year, what is it? Is it because Bush stole a second election? Is it because so many of these right-wing thugs are in Congress now that you say, okay, this is a time to move in and completely destroy what heretofore has been a reasonably happy, fun winter holiday? You're going to crap that up too? Is there anything you people won't leave alone? Huh? Anything? Nobody's encroaching on your rights. You can practice the celebration of the birth of your Savior. You can put up manger scenes, front yard, backyard, attic, rooftop, kitchen, bathroom, basement, anywhere you want to. You know, or a bunch of you can get together and go buy a vacant lot and put up a huge one. Just leave it off the courthouses. Leave it out of the schools. Leave it off of public property that all of us support and not all of us believe the way you do. Why is that so hard? I just don't understand. In the meantime, it's been reported that Jesus is not allowed in the White House holiday decorations. Have you heard about this? There's an article circulating across the internet, and I'll post a link to it. It's at gadflyer.com, but I'll post a link to it. The article describes this strange ritual of throwing away the cross. Throwing away the cross. It was started by Reverend Sun Myung Moon, the psychopath who thinks he is the Messiah, the one who has financed a lot of the Bush criminal activity. Both Pappy and Junior Bush love Reverend Moon. They say he's all about family values. This guy's crazy. Reverend Moon is crazy. He's a nutcase. He's just another Korean fascist, out of many Korean fascists. But he sponsored, last Easter, he sponsored a so-called Throw Out the Cross Day, in which participants actually tossed depictions of the cross into a garbage can. And why are they doing this? This is to clear out the old Messiah and make way for the new, who is,
yeah, that's right, Reverend Sun Myung Moon.
Hey! Now, you know, he owns the Washington Times. He's owns UPI. He's, you know, he served time in prison. He has a huge scam going in the Far East where he's ripping off old Japanese widows. This guy is scum. This guy is beneath scum. This guy's like toe jam. He's so bad. He's so bad, right? But he's, you know, he's a good friend of the Bushes. Have you ever noticed this? Bin Laden, the Saudi royal family, Reverend Moon, all these people who want to destroy everything, who are greed-possessed, who are sick, saturated with other people's blood, they're all friends and business partners of the Bush family. Isn't that interesting? But one of my emailers, Joe, wrote in and said, why do liberals so quickly get blamed for targeting Christmas while this sort of thing is going on and supported by their own president? That would be the, you know, get rid of the cross. Reverend Sun Myung Moon is the Son of God. He's the new Christ, and on and on and on. It's just, I don't know. There's Lynn Cheney on MSNBC tonight. I'm sure she's on other, you know, it's just a promo. Happy holidays to all of our troops who are over there blowing up women and children and being killed and getting blown up as they eat lunch. You know, happy holidays. We love you. We just love you. We just love you. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I didn't think I had. And the other thing, here in this first segment, the big investigative story of the week, who broke it, who came up with it, right? You know, the memos signed by the highest levels of the Bush crime family authorizing torture, breaking it down into its component parts, talking about how, look, we don't play by those rules anymore. Who did it? Was it New York Times? No. Was it LA Times? No. Washington Post? No. Toledo Blade? No. Who did it? ACLU. What? ACLU. Now, another thing you'll notice is that the butchery and destruction that went on in Fallujah, that's gone now. That never happened. You notice that? Now it's Mosul. Now it's the bombing of the American, on the American base, and apparently it was a suicide bomber. That's the big story now. Sometimes you get whiplash, don't you? Trying to follow these stories here at Christmas time, you know, it's Christmas. It's the celebration of the birth of our little baby savior. Well, not mine, but Christians, little baby savior. And the same people are advocating that Macy's put the baby Jesus back in merchandising are the same ones who are saying kill, kill, kill over in Iraq. You know, butcher them all, slaughter them all, or convert them to Christianity, one of the two. It's weird, man. It's just getting weirder and weirder.
Christians are waiting, also the Muslims. It's like everybody's waiting. They've been waiting a long time. I know how I hate to wait, like even for a bus or something, an important phone call. So I can just imagine how darned impatient everybody must be getting. So I think it's time now, time to reveal myself. I am the Messiah, I am the Messiah. Yes, I think you heard me right.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
I, Harry Potter, am a prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Curse.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Are creditors and bill collectors calling and harassing you? Debtscape can help. Debtscape is a nonprofit credit counseling organization that helps individuals and families avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. Call them at 1-800-330-3535. Debtscape's team of certified credit counselors have helped thousands of people manage their debt better. Even if you're not a homeowner, Debtscape can negotiate a new repayment schedule with your creditors. They may also be able to help reduce or even eliminate your high interest rates and consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. Debtscape offers many solutions to help you get out of debt. So if you're over $2,000 in debt, let a Debtscape certified credit counselor help you. 1-800-330-3535 for a free debt consultation. Your call is completely confidential and there's no obligation. Call Debtscape now. 1-800-330-3535. Not available in all states. That's 1-800-330-3535.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I love next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Coming up after the break, at the bottom here, I was asked by somebody who listens to the program to address an issue that we touch on lightly occasionally and probably should get into a little bit more deeply, and that is the impact of war on women and children. Now, you remember about a month ago when the British medical journal, The Lancet, published a report that said the attack on Iraq by U.S. forces and coalition forces, so-called, had raised the expected death toll in Iraq by 100,000 plus. What did they call it? 100,000 excess deaths. That's an interesting way to put it. I understand that it has to be put that way in medical or statistical terminology, but, you know, 100,000 excess deaths because of us, because of what we're doing there. Went on to say that 80% of those deaths are women and children. Now, when you think about that, it almost staggers the imagination. If that number's true, then, you know, you remember your third grade math. That means 80,000 women and children have been butchered in... And that's just since the invasion. That doesn't count the 12 years of sanctions against that country. Now, there is a website that you might want to check out. And the woman who... set that website up. It's an article of hers I'm going to be quoting from. But the website is feministpeacenetwork.org. Feministpeacenetwork.org. And the woman's name is Lucinda Marshall. She is the founder of the feministpeacenetwork.org. That website publishes Atrocities, which is a bulletin documenting violence against women throughout the world. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important in and of itself. There's no question about that. But when you stop and think of, in the West or in the United States, let's stick with the United States. This is the Christian Christmas season. What is the Christmas season all about? Well, I know it's about buying and selling and getting and giving and a little dollop of greed mixed in there, and all sorts of pagan symbolism, whether it's holly or ivy or Christmas trees or candles or yule logs or feasts or singing or whatever. But underneath all that is the Christian mythology, and I mean no disrespect when I call it mythology. The Christian mythology of the birth of Jesus, the Christ, to a Palestinian Jewish woman 2,000 years ago. And in Luke 2, starting with verse 14, it talks about that moment, that verse, or, I'm sorry, that birth. And if you accept the mythology, here was a poor Palestinian Jewish woman, unmarried and pregnant, who, traveling with her her lover, her boyfriend, her soon-to-be husband, had no place to stay. Poverty existed for Palestinian Jews even then, for a lot of people even then. So no place to stay. So, you know the rest of the story, which we'll talk about tomorrow night for sure. But since it is about women or a woman and a child this Christmas season, it is. That's what Christmas is all about. Hello. Hello, it's about a woman and a child. I thought it might be appropriate, since I was asked by a listener, Gigi, in Sacramento, to talk about this. So I want to bring this up about the impact of war on women and children. And Lucinda Marshall, who wrote the article that's at Common Dreams right now, it was published on December 18th. So if you go to commondreams.org and scroll down, find December 18th, you'll see Lucinda Marshall's article, Unacceptable, The Impact of War on Women and Children. And, you know, usually when I do some research on stuff, I will try to synopsize or pick out words and phrases and then put in my own words. In reading Lucinda Marshall's article, I realized very quickly there's no way I could do that. You know, I can't pick what little pieces of what she wrote, because everything that she wrote is extremely important to leave it in context. I can't pull sentences out here. So what I'm going to do is share this article with you when we come back after the break that's coming up here in about 30 seconds. But in the meantime, if you want to, go to commondreams.org and find Lucinda Marshall's article that was published at that website on December 18th, a couple of days ago, last Sunday, okay? And check it out. Now, for the folks that don't want to do that, well, just hang around. We'll talk about it here coming back right after the break. But, you know, if this is a time of celebration or acknowledgement or reverence of a woman and a child born roughly 2,000 years ago, according to that religion's mythology, okay, fair enough. Let's focus on that. Women and children and war.
To whisper goodbye, go to work in the rain. I don't know why, don't know why. Everyone's singing, we just want to be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word sometimes.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. It's the day before the eve of the day Jesus was or wasn't born. To commemorate this possibly very special day, we'll have legendary singer Darlene Love. And we've got all new holiday eating tips from our favorite foodie, Alan Richmond. Not to mention highlights from Mort Milfington and Lawton Smalls on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It goes without saying that the impact of war on women and children is profoundly evil. It's almost a topic that is difficult to discuss, and for me anyway. And the reason it's difficult to discuss is that most things one talks about has to have some basis in rationality or logic in order for me and possibly for you to discuss it. Like, I don't talk about, little green men winging in from space or, stuff like that. There's got to be something there that I can get my mind around. I can't get my mind around death and destruction of women and children. I told you the other night that as a Christmas card, one of the listeners of this program sent a photograph of a child from Fallujah, and I described it to you rather graphically on the program, and the caption to the photo of this badly damaged and bleeding child was simply, "What did I do? What did I do?" Now, there's something I think, and if this gets too intense for you and you have to tune out, I understand. This is a topic most people can't handle. We get into denial very quickly. When we think of war, I think most of us think of World War II movies or John Wayne. Or if we're in a particularly dangerous frame of mind, we might think of Platoon or Apocalypse Now or Full Metal Jacket magazines depicted war a little bit differently from the way the John Wayne movies did of the 40s and 50s and even into the 60s. So it's a difficult topic to talk about. War, it's not like that anymore. War probably has never been like that. But the mythology, the image makers, the war mythologizers had to clean it up a bit, had to remove the part about the death of women and children. We can't show that. Lucinda Marshall writes, "In the name of such euphemisms as sovereignty, democracy, freedom, and liberation, armies everywhere, most notably those who act at the behest of the U.S. military-industrial complex, are exacting a deadly cost. Militarism everywhere is out of control, cutting a violent swath of pandemic proportions across our planet. Women and children account for almost 80% of the casualties of conflict and war, as well as 80% of the 40 million people in the world who are now refugees from their homes. It's one of the unspoken facts of militarism that women often become the spoils of war. Their deaths are considered collateral damage. Women and girls are not just killed, according to Irene Kahn of Amnesty International. They are raped. They are sexually attacked. They are mutilated and humiliated. Custom, culture, and religion have built an image of women as bearing the honor of their communities. Disparaging a woman's sexuality and destroying her physical integrity have become a means by which to terrorize, demean, and defeat entire communities, as well as to punish, intimidate, and humiliate women." Sexual violence, Lucinda Marshall writes, as a tool of war has left hundreds of thousands of women raped, brutalized, impregnated, and infected with HIV/AIDS, and hundreds of thousands of women are trafficked annually for forced labor and sexual slavery. Much of this trafficking is to service Western troops in brothels near military bases. Even women serving in the military are subjected to sexual violence. U.S. service women have reported hundreds of assaults in military academies and while serving on active duty. The perpetrators of these assaults have rarely been prosecuted or punished. Now, pause for a moment. You're aware of the scandals, whether it was Tailhook about the Navy or whether it's about the Air Force Academy or West Point or Annapolis. It's almost, you know, it's a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Oh, you screwed somebody last night and she didn't like it? How was that? Hey, you know, the bitch ought not be in the military then, right? It's kind of the attitude, isn't it? The impact, Lucinda Marshall writes, of war on children is also profound. In the last decade, 2 million. 2 million. Of our children have been killed in wars and conflicts. 4.5 million children have been wounded, disabled. 12 million have been left homeless. 2 million of our children have been killed. Can you conceive of that? I can't. I can't. 2 million children. 4.5 million children have been disabled. 12 million have been left homeless. And today there are 300,000 child soldiers. You've seen the pictures, including many girls who are forced to service the troops, right? This is sick, huh? Now, I told you, if you don't want to hear this, I understand. If you need to tune out, go. I understand. Lucinda Marshall goes on and writes, environmental damage is another de facto weapon of war that has dire consequences. The Pentagon makes no secret that it uses nuclear and chemical weaponry such as depleted uranium and napalm. We know that the cancer rate, a number of birth defects in Iraq, have soared since the first Gulf War. Perversely, not only are we poisoning the enemy, but continuing in the tradition of Agent Orange in Vietnam and Gulf War syndrome, our own soldiers are also being exposed to the effects of this weaponry. There's little doubt that they also face higher cancer and disease rates as well as offspring born with birth defects. It just goes on and on. Now, what's the half-life of the weaponry that uses depleted uranium, the stuff that's blown into powder? What's a half-life, huh? What is it, 20,000, 40,000, 250,000 years? The Clinton administration did this in Yugoslavia. That was one of the reasons I was opposed to that war. The Bush crime family did it in the first Gulf War, then Clinton. And now this second Bush crime family is doing it again in Iraq. There were reports over the 12 years of sanctions, I'm not quoting from Lucinda's article right now, but there were reports over 12 years of sanctions against Iraq of the hideous deformities that were showing up in fetuses and newborn infants as a result of our peppering that country with depleted uranium. Deformities that you and I best not even talk about because we couldn't handle it. Deformities that we can't handle. An example: babies that are born without a head. How's that? Huh? Lucinda Marshall writes, shoddy disposal of military toxins also impacts our health by polluting our water, our land, our air. Most recently, the U.S. military has been disposing of perchlorate, a rocket fuel, in such a way that is getting into our groundwater, affecting the drinking water of 20 million people, and our food, as well as in the breast milk of nursing mothers. It is also likely that perchlorate impacts reproductive health. Breast milk of nursing mothers. Well, let me digress again from Lucinda Marshall's article. How often have you seen the stories where they'll do a sample, they being medical authorities in this country and other countries, and oh my goodness, look here, PCBs in mother's milk, breast milk. PCBs, huh? PCBs. How about that? Lucinda Marshall writes, disproportionate spending on war-making comes at the expense of funding for programs that benefit our lives and our planet. For example, a community near where I live recently announced, Ms. Marshall writes, that it had lost its funding for helping victims of domestic violence, an all-too-common occurrence as funding for combating violence against women is diverted to fund Homeland Security. In doing this, we place the lives of thousands of women at risk of harm. Ironically, there seems to be plenty of money to train airport screeners to grope women's breasts. And in Afghanistan, less than 3% of reconstruction funds has been spent on programs to benefit women. Afghanistan. Now, didn't the Bush crime family use the plight of women in Afghanistan as one of its many rationales for attacking that country? Yes, indeed. When you stop and think that less than 3% of construction funds, that works out to about $72 million, has been spent on programs to benefit women, in sharp contrast, Lucinda Marshall writes, to the hundreds of billions spent on death and destruction in both Afghanistan and Iraq. The monstrous scope of this carnage, Ms. Marshall writes, and its impact on women and children make it quite clear that what is occurring is a systemic fact of militarism and the patriarchy it defends. The cavalier usurpation of our lives in the name of empire imperils us all. The ongoing violence toward and poisoning of our bodies is more terrifying than the terror we purport to fight. We can no longer afford the violence implicit in empire at any cost. War against mythical terrors creates the reality of our own demise. Now, if you want more information, or if, I don't know, I don't know what you want. I really don't. I never know what the hell I want. You know, what do I want it to stop. You know, I really would. I'd like to never again know that there's a child having its arm blown, its arms blown off, or a woman being sexually violated, or a pregnant woman being blown into red mist because we decided to attack her village, her city. But go to feministpeacenetwork.org. Would you check it out? Do something, you know? I know, it's easy to say. I tell myself that all the time. Malloy, do something. Do something. Hell, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Maybe there'll be an answer for you at feministpeacenetwork.org. Check it out. And check out Lucinda Marshall's article. It's at commondreams.org. All right? I don't mean to bum you out, people, but this is Christmas. It's all about a mother and her baby, right?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Joan.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. We're at 866-303-2270 if you'd like to give us a call. I don't know how to... I genuinely don't know how to handle the information that's out there, or the fact of the impact of war on women and children. You can make an argument that well, what about the impact of war on men? Sure, go ahead. That's fine. That's very true. But as long as there are men, there will be war. You know that. I know that. It's one of the aberrant aspects of the male psychology, I guess. Get out of my way or I'll kill you. And if a woman is there, after I kill you, I'll rape her. All right, where are we? Stephanie, or Steffi, is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. Steph, welcome to the program.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. A little chilly, so got a blanket wrapped around me to keep warm.
I hear that.
Yes, sir. Actually, I was telling the caller that, or the screener rather, that it's such a different world over here for me. For my learning experience lately has been a whole 360-degree turnaround. I was in the dark about all of this right-wing hypocrisy of taking away our rights and putting us in predicaments where we fend for ourselves and rather in sad ways. So I've shown the light, you could say, and have a very different look at the world, not just Canada anymore. So,
sure, sure, I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know what to think. I'm really glad my kids live here and my family is here, and you feel a lot safer.
Are you a Canadian native?
I am. I'm Canadian, yes, all the way up. Yeah, I born and raised on a farm, and I grew up a sheltered life in the sense that, you know, farm life is very different from the city.
And, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in many ways, so... Yeah.
You know, I've often wondered what it would be like to be a Canadian citizen, to grow up in a Western, westernized, so to speak, industrial, neoliberal country like so many white people do, like America, like England, like, you know, Canada, whatever.
That's right.
And yet have as your southern neighbor this, you know, that you share the longest common border of any two countries on the planet.
That's right.
And
know nothing about each other.
Not only that, but if were I Canadian, I just wonder how I'd feel about this huge, monstrous, now monstrous, country just south of me that had the power and apparently is willing to use it to destroy everything. I just wonder how that would feel. And knowing that I, as a Canadian, that these Americans, they look like me, they talk like me, they dress like me, they eat the same food, they go to the same stores, they listen to the same entertainment, and yet they're not like me.
That's right.
That must be weird.
It is. It's a out-of-the-box experience, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A little bit. As I said before, I never knew any of the George Bush antics and plannings and mishaps that have all stemmed from his lovely little 10 fingers. And I got all my my insights and information, I guess you could say, from my partner, who is a very political person and does phone into your show quite often. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to educate each other because nobody else is going to do it. You know, educate ourselves, educate each other. I remember the soundtrack from Woodstock where the guy, Hugh Romney is his real name, but he went by the name Wavy Gravy. And he and the Hog Collective, it was their duty, their job, to feed 400,000 people. And I remember, I guess it was the first morning, Saturday morning, where he's standing on stage and he says, "Man, what we have in mind is breakfast for 400,000 people. So feed each other, you know. If there's something on your plate there you can't eat, just pass it on to somebody else. We got to feed each other." And I think that's the same idea. Where it concerns political awareness, we're not going to get it from media, and I don't care what country we live in. Media, for the most part, are not going to educate us. They're going to put things out that help them sell programs or papers or books. We've got to educate ourselves, and thank God Al Gore invented the Internet because there's plenty of information there, right?
That's exactly right, yes. Like I said, I contribute it to... it's R.B. Ham who is my significant other and who has kind of showed me the ropes so I thank him very much for
enlightening. Well, Steffi, I'm glad you called in. We got a break. Get out of the way here for the Nation Minute and top of the hour news. Thanks for checking in. Hope you call again. You have a nice evening. Stay warm, okay?
I will, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Whenever I hear Bush talking about Social Security, I think about global warming. Bush claims he favors partial privatization because Social Security is in peril. But Social Security reserves will not run out until the year 2052. A lot can happen in 5 decades, but Bush says he's so concerned about the future, he wants to start privatizing the system now, even if that costs $2 trillion. Yet when it comes to global warming, Bush isn't so eager to take action to save the future. The scientific consensus is clear. Global warming is real, it will do serious damage in coming decades, and we have to reduce emissions immediately. Bush, though, sees no urgency. He refuses to join other developed nations in decreasing global warming emissions. He's not really worried about life in the future. He's worried about his conservative agenda right now. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the pummeling. Capital One Bowl Week. The fans proclaim 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and coverage blown. Chance the barn and chumps go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check what's in your wallet.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN. December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. The U.S. military says it's likely a suicide bomber triggered yesterday's explosion at a U.S. base near Mosul, spraying a crowded mess tent with shrapnel and killing 22 people, nearly all of them Americans. Military officials said shrapnel from the explosion included small ball bearings, which are often used in suicide bombings, but are not usually part of the shrapnel from rockets or mortars. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers, elaborated at a Pentagon news briefing today.
If it was a rocket, you'd find remnants of the rocket. If it were an improvised explosive device, you would find remnants of the improvised explosive device.
There was little apparent sympathy to be found for the dead Americans on Mosul's deserted streets today, where hundreds of U.S. troops, backed up by armored vehicles and helicopters, blocked bridges and cordoned off Sunni Muslim areas of Iraq's third largest city. The Bush administration maintains that the insurgents in Iraq are a group of isolated fanatics opposed to democracy and trying to drag Iraq back into the past. Not so, says a private organization called the International Crisis Group. They released a report today saying the growing insurgency against U.S. forces in Iraq is fed by nationalist feelings and widespread distrust of the United States. The group's recommendations include gradual U.S. political and military disengagement from Iraq and a clear Iraqi political disengagement from the United States. The group says U.S. strategy should focus on gaining the Iraqi people's support and not on eliminating insurgents. The report from the International Crisis Group said Washington must grasp the extent to which the ground beneath its feet has shifted since the onset of the occupation. The Bush administration says it's streamlining some outdated rules about national forests, but environmentalists claim the changes are little more than a Christmas present to the timber industry. New guidelines announced today mean forest managers can approve things like drilling, logging, and mining without an environmental impact statement. The Bush administration says that'll save precious time and allow forest planners to react quickly to fires and other changing conditions. Environmentalists say those new regulations water down some protections for wildlife and just give corporations better access to resources inside national forests. The state of Washington's highest court has ruled that hundreds of disputed ballots should be counted in the state's extremely tight gubernatorial recount. Democrats had asked that 700 absentee ballots be included, despite any errors made by election workers. And a sexual harassment case in California has all of Hollywood, especially the creative side, watching closely. It involves the popular TV show Friends. A former writer's assistant on the sitcom is suing the production companies and some of the writers involved in Friends, saying that sexual conversations made during writers' meetings were harassment. She says even though the comments weren't directed at her, they were so charged and vicious that she felt harassed. Others say that open expression is a critical part of the writing process. Such big names as Norman Lear, the creator of All in the Family, and Diane English of Murphy Brown have all filed briefs warning the case could have a chilling effect. Air America Radio News.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old buddy Jill Sobule. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Dan Schuler is calling from Seattle, Washington. He was one of the official recount people handling the governor's race out there. He joins us now. Dan, thanks for checking in. I understand there was some news today that the news is being challenged by the right wingers again, but it appears that the Democratic candidate has in fact won the election for governor.
It's good to be back with you. And the Democrats were successful in getting the recount to work out the right way, and that is that Christine Gregoire ended up winning by 10 votes.
That's not a whole lot
when you consider that there were something like 2.8 million votes counted, and including 900,000 or so here in King County.
Now, has this been accepted as the official end to this this governor's race?
Well, in spite of the fact that over and over, when the Dino Rossi campaign, the Republicans thought that they had prevailed, that they were calling on Christine Gregoire to concede. This time they've changed their tune a little bit, and now they're saying they're going to be going to court. Who knows when? So, no, it's not over. They're going to be filing suit all the time. And the other really positive news today was that the Washington State Supreme Court ruled in favor of King County's effort to get some disputed ballots counted as well. These were ballots that we talked about last night that were ones where there was nothing wrong with the ballot. It's just that the King County election staff had messed up and failed to fully validate the signatures. And other than that, they were perfectly valid ballots. And they are now, the Supreme Court of Washington State said that they were eligible to be counted.
Is it your prediction or understanding that counting these votes, which have nothing wrong with them, they just weren't counted, will this further increase the lead of the Democratic candidate?
I think so. I looked at the list of the people that were on that were part of the... Originally it was 573 people, and now it's something over 700. But those people included a lot of Seattle voters, and they were all, and King County went pretty regularly to Gregoire, especially Seattle. In Seattle, the tally was something like typically 80% voting for Christine Gregoire.
So all indications are these found votes, these uncounted votes, will expand this lead. All right, what I'd ask you to do, Dan, is if you want to tomorrow night, if there's anything further to report, if not next week, we'll be off Friday and Monday, but we'll be back Tuesday. And as the Republican Party in Washington State continues to try to suppress the vote using any means necessary or available to them, keep us posted. It's much better to get it firsthand from you than to pick it up off the wire services. All right.
Sure, you bet.
All right, Dan.
I'll be
thanks.
Happy to do that.
Thanks a lot. And
okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, we say Merry Christmas here, don't we? I guess, it's acknowledging somebody else's holiday. To my Jewish friends, I say Happy Hanukkah. And Wiccans, blessed be. Muslims, about Ramadan, you don't really say Happy Ramadan, but you say Blessed Ramadan. Will is calling from Charlotte, Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I wanted to call and talk to you about my Christmas shopping experience.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Well, I live in a small town just outside of Lansing. It's about 8,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And it's been victimized by Walmart.
Oh, no.
They ran all the mom-and-pop businesses out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We've only got one family-owned pharmacy in town left. And all the independent grocers are gone. So Walmart's the only place I have to go get groceries. And I was in there today, and of all things, I saw a kit to make a gingerbread nativity scene.
A gingerbread nativity scene.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm of the Sesame Street generation. You know, I grew up learning how to read from a little green frog with ping pong balls and a you know.
Right.
You know. And I couldn't help but thinking what Cookie Monster would have to say about gingerbread nativity scene.
Right. Well, then you can eat the baby Jesus. You know, and you can eat the three wise men. I don't know. Oh, God. And I'll bet you the gingerbread nativity scene preparation kit, if you turned it over and look where it was made in China, right?
I didn't pick it up and look at it, but well, I wouldn't be surprised.
I bet you dollars to matzo balls that it was made in China. What do you, I should say dollars to fortune cookies it was made in China. Yeah, that's a shame. Walmart is the single most destructive enterprise on earth. And it's so weird because, you know, using exploited labor, using marketing techniques that are just like a huge vacuum sweeper and a hammer at the same time. They kill the competition. They destroy unions. They drive wages to the basement. And yet, most people who shop there just kind of, once again, go into denial and say, look, you know, I'm on a limited budget. So, they understand this. Walmart understands this. We had a woman on just the other night whose book about Walmart, how they exploit women workers and exploit women shoppers. It's Walmart figured it out, man. And, I went on a tear the other night and just wondered, What does the Walton family need? How much money do these bastards need? Each one of the members of the family are worth $50 billion. Isn't there an upward limit? Is there some limit any place? Is there no limit to what one family can corner? How much power and money do you need? These people make the Bush crime family look like pikers. They're that bad. But what we were talking about was, can't each member of the Walton family set aside $1 billion and then take the rest of it and, I don't know, attack illiteracy in this country, attack HIV/AIDS, set up a foundation, work for violence, work against violence against women, work against teen pregnancy, teen smoking. Jesus, what do these people need? Do you have any idea, Will?
No, I don't.
Everything.
I can tell you how they ran the pharmacies out of town, though.
Oh, sure. Well, I've seen it. I live in the South. I've seen it all over the South. I know it happens in the North. I know it happens everywhere. And it's awful. It's just, it's sick and disgusting. I will break an arm. I will cut my own throat before I'll go into a Walmart. I simply will not.
I have no other choice.
I know.
I have to drive 40 miles round trip to avoid Walmart.
I understand. One of my daughters and her husband and baby girl, my daughter Libby and her husband Jeff, and my little granddaughter, Lauren, they lived in Kentucky for a while, and not long. They got the hell out as quick as they could, but they had the same problem. There was no store. Store? What the hell are you talking about? And the little town that they lived on the outskirts of, it had a little downtown section. Dead. It was dead. There was nothing there. Everything had been driven out of business. But 6 miles up the interstate, hey, Walmart! And... I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Hang in there, dude. Thanks for checking in, okay?
No problem.
All right, Will. Have a nice evening. Merry Christmas to you. I hate Walmart. Is there anything that I love, Kathy? Is there anything that, other than you and the baby and my grandkids and my family? Is there anything that I love? I love my job. I love chocolate. What else do I love? Who sent us that enormous box of chocolate? Blue Lady? Yeah, Blue Lady. Oh, my God. But, doing this program, it just, I don't know, it just all burbles and bubbles up to the surface, right? I don't know. I have no idea. But I like Christmas. I love it. I like the Wiccan or the pagan part of it. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Deck the halls, right? Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Saw the boss come a-walking down along the factory line, saying, boys, we have to tighten up our belts. But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago, and I wonder just how hungry that man felt. He knows it ain't hard to get along with somebody else's troubles. They don't make him lose any sleep at night. As long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubble, everything is gonna be alright.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate silver lessons at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I don't know why I keep giving it, because you keep dialing it and it keeps being busy. Russ is calling from Richmond, Virginia, I reckon. Russ, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask your opinion about the new DNC chairman. I know there's been a lot of talk about Howard Dean. And I've kind of got mixed feelings about that myself. I'm not sure if he's right. But anyway, I wanted to hear what you thought about him as the Democrat leader.
Have they haven't picked somebody yet, have they?
Not that I know of.
No, I think it's in January. I think Howard Dean would be great. Absolutely great. He's anti-war.
Yes, definitely.
He's a strong voice for the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, as he said. I could see Howard Dean as head of the DNC. I think it'd be a smart move. I think Dean has proven that there are ways to raise money, as he did via the internet, and stay away from this filthy, degenerate corporate money. I don't care if it goes to Republicans or Democrats. It's filth. It's blood money. It's destroying the system, absolutely and utterly corrupting the system. So, my vote would go for Howard Dean, no question.
Well, my problem with him, though, is that he could perhaps be a more polarizing type of figure. He's certainly not a conciliatory type of...
Well, he shouldn't be. That's how the Democratic Party got itself into the position it's in, by being conciliatory,
right.
Conciliatory, or by sucking up to Republicans. No, absolutely. If the Democrats pick somebody who wants to be conciliatory, someone who wants to suck up to the right wing of the Republican Party, the right wing in America, the right wing in the Democratic Party, here's what they're guaranteeing. What they're guaranteeing, Russ, is the further destruction and ultimate ending of the Democratic Party. So, no, if Dean's a polarizing figure, by God, go for it. That's what we need. We need a polarizing figure. We need somebody who will plant his feet on the ground and say, this is what the Democratic Party is supposed to be. And if you don't like it, become a Republican. That's all.
Well, I mean, I agree with you.
I don't mean you become a Republican. I mean Dean. Dean needs to say that. If
right.
you don't like this stand, if you don't, then you're not a Democrat. Get the hell out of the party. Go away. Go away. We don't want you because you are eating at the foundation of the Democratic Party and you're destroying it.
I think you're right. I believe that the way for the Democrats to succeed in the future is to draw that distinction as clearly as absolutely possible.
Well, there you go. And if that means being a polarizing figure, okay. That's great.
Let me ask you about another person. What about Hillary Clinton in 08?
No, absolutely not. Hillary Clinton is part of the Democratic Leadership Conference. Hillary Clinton thought Bernard Kerik was a great choice for a director of Homeland Security.
I didn't know that he was her boy.
Well, she's from New York State. She's a get-along, go-along. If the Democratic Party wants to make sure that it disappears from the radar screen for the next 20 or 30 years, nominate...
Yeah, I think it's a recipe for disaster, but I see her as such a popular figure that... And that celebrity status.
Charles Manson is popular. Charles Manson has celebrity status. So what?
Well, who do you see in 08 as like... Well, I mean, it's a little early at this point to pick...
I have no idea. I really don't. I hope it's somebody. I hope it's somebody who can articulate a difference between Democrats and Republicans. I hope it's somebody who knows how to fight. I hope it's somebody who, unlike the last guy I voted for, John Kerry, it'll be somebody who, when the Republicans take a swipe at him with a fly swatter, he'll come back with a howitzer and blow their asses right out of the water. I'm sick of this. You understand what I'm saying? I hope it's somebody who will call a son of a bitch a son of a bitch. You'll pardon my language.
Right.
I hope it's somebody who will fight fire with fire. And I hope it's somebody who will say to the American public, if you want to continue to see your nation go right down the toilet, then continue to vote for these thugs, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. Now, if you want to see your nation restored to its ideals of justice, fair play, democracy, respect around the globe, then vote for me. I'm a Democrat. This is what I believe. Then, now I couldn't be clearer than that. Hillary Schminton, she let her be a senator, let her work for the people in New York. Fine, that's great. But as far as Hillary Clinton's not a Democrat. Her husband was not a Democrat. Her husband's vice president was not a Democrat. Al Fromm is not a Democrat. Terry McAuliffe is not a Democrat. These are not Democrats.
I don't know.
You know, there's
are.
Some hybridization of Democrat and Republican, and I'm sick of them. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't ever want to see them again. John Kerry was not a Democrat.
Yeah,
he was the one I voted for because he had a D after his name. These are not Democrats.
I read an interview with Michael Moore today that was he had a very interesting point. He suggests that a celebrity, now not Hillary Clinton, so to speak, but Robert Redford,
yeah,
he listed some others. But he said that he thought that was the key to Democrat success.
Well, and he's probably right, because we are a shallow, ignorant, willfully ignorant, willfully
right.
shallow, well, celebrity obsessed collection of freaks.
Aren't we
that elect presidents or either don't elect presidents, have the nomination stolen from us. But no, I disagree with that. Hey, listen, got to leave it there. Thanks for checking
much,
in,
Mark,
Russ. I appreciate
and,
it.
Happy holidays, Junior.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little...
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once, they've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
You have one saved GameStop holiday shopping message.
Hey, Mom, I put a lot of video games on my Christmas list, so I suggest you check out GameStop. They're the biggest video game store in the country. They've got all the hottest games and anything else I need. You can even trade in used games to buy more stuff, and they've got people there who really know games to answer your questions. Don't worry, Mom, no one's gonna bite you. It's cool. Gotta go.
Get the Game Boy Advance SP for only $79.99 and get a free carrying case. See GameStop for details.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Maturity Report.
We have to learn to speak better, Sam. We got to take diction classes or something, but I want to apologize.
No, it's my...
I stuttered now like Sam.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We will try harder, listeners.
I won't.
To not stutter, to not
I won't.
Stumble over our words. So anyway...
Enjoy that aspartame.
I haven't even had any of my soda yet.
There you go.
Shut up.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
To the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rush on the show, don't get your money's worth. We're the show.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
You know, all this talk about the talk and the reality of torture being perpetrated against people we choose to torture... Torture coming from the orders to commit torture coming from the highest levels of the government, our government, from Bush, from Rumsfeld, from Cheney, from the rest of these monsters. William Paff, writing in the International Herald Tribune today, said a historian in the future or a moralist is likely to deem the Bush administration's enthusiasm for torture the most striking aspect of its war against terrorism. Yeah, you know, these people. These Bush crime family people, the ones who authorized the torture, part of the reason they're doing it is for the same reason that they labeled the initial attack on Baghdad shock and awe. As far as the people are being butchered and murdered and strangled and cigarettes put out in their ears and put in packing cases in Afghanistan and cooked in the desert, those people don't matter to the Bush crime family. They're just little pieces on the game board that the Bush thugs are playing. Pfaff writes, it is like the attack on Fallujah last month, which, destructive as it was fundamentally a symbolic operation. Any insurgent who wanted to escape could do so long before the much-advertised attack actually began. Its real purpose was exemplary destruction. To deliver a message to all of Iraq that this is what the United States can do to you if you continue the resistance. It was collective punishment for the city's occupants for having tolerated terrorist operations based there. Or insurgent operations. Or whatever you want to call them. But collective punishment. Didn't we decide at Nuremberg that such a thing was a definable war crime? Yes, of course we did. Of course we did. This is an outlaw regime. To anybody listening to this program outside the United States, let me tell you something. We here in the United States are operating under an outlaw regime. This thuggish administration that runs the United States of America right now is an outlaw regime. Do you all understand that? I guess you do. I guess people outside the United States understand that, and some of us inside the United States understand it. But we are dealing with a regime totally out of control. Why the torture? So word would get out. Look what we'll do to you. We will do this to you. You resist us, We will break your damn arms. We'll gouge out your eyes. We'll kill you. We'll strangle you. We'll turn you upside down. We will torture you to the extent that you pull your own hair out. We will make you wallow in your defecation and your urination. We will put you in freezing rooms. We will pound on you. We will beat you. Dear God! That's where we are. That's where we are. In March of 2003, a Defense Department legal task force concluded that Bush was not bound by any international or federal law on torture. Now, in January 2002, Alberto Gonzalez, who is soon going to become Attorney General because we don't have Democrats in the United States Senate who will disallow this thug from becoming Attorney General, but he advised Bush that Bush could do anything he wanted to do, torture, destruction, death, by fiat. If the president simply declared detainees in Afghanistan outside the protection of the Geneva Conventions, the 1996 U.S. War Crimes Act, which carries a possible death penalty for Geneva violations, then he could do it. George W. Bush is unique in the history of this country. He can and has been advised by legal advisors that he can operate above and outside the law. We are under the command and control, world, of an outlaw regime. Beware. Beware. Wherever you are, I don't care what your nationality is, I don't care what your political or religious beliefs are, we can come, our agents of the Bush crime family can come and kill you, can come and detain you, can come and torture you. Do you understand that? You think I'm kidding? You think I'm kidding, don't you? Huh? Don't think I'm kidding. You know when humor is being done on this program. This is not humor. That's how bad it is. Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld had a little press conference today, didn't he? Huh? Didn't you just look at him, if you saw it, and just think of snakes and spiders and the most evil, evil man that this country has ever vomited onto the world stage? There he was. From his opening statement, listen, does this sound like a guilty man to you, or is he just worried about his job? Listen to this. He's so upset that now he'll actually sign the death notices with his own pen. Okay, well, we'll have it for you in a second here. Let me know when you have it. Do you have it at all? Okay. All right, well, do you have the second one? All right, well, we're having some technical difficulties here, as they say, technical difficulties. But Rumsfeld was out there today with, who's the guy, Richard Myers, the general who usually shows up with him for these press conferences that, I don't know about you, but they make my skin crawl. Here these people are. Here Rumsfeld and Myers are. They're talking about death and war and destruction. And Rumsfeld talks like he's addressing a postgraduate class on what? On logic, on rationality, on reason. That's what it sounds like. But when you actually listen to what he's saying, he's discussing irrationality, illogic, insanity of the deepest, darkest order. But he says it all with a straight face. He stands there and addresses the press corps, and if you happen to catch it, addresses you and me, and says things that are patently insane. We'll try to bring that to you in a second. Clyde is calling from San Jose, California. Clyde, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, Clyde.
Did you have a cool Yule?
Not yet.
Oh, isn't Yule? Wasn't.
Yeah, it was yesterday, but I celebrated on the 25th. I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on the thing you were talking about earlier today about the women and children.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not opposing your statements, and I'm complimenting them. I got to thinking, it said 80% of the deaths were women and children, correct? And I thought, well, if it was 25% men, 25% women, 25% boys, and 25% girls, that would be like an equal amount of each. And I thought, The problem that I'm having is that our culture seems to treat men like cannon fodder. And I think the reason why we have so much violence in the world is that men really don't feel of themselves as being as worthy to live as everybody else. And I think that tends to create violence. A good example is I drive a little three-cylinder Geo Metro, and I look around me, and I have women in large SUVs with their kids in the back seat, and
right.
They're probably paid for by, you know, their protective husbands. And it hurts me just as much as anybody else to think of a woman or a child being hurt. But I'd like for us to elevate men to that level it's just as much a crime for men to get killed.
Oh, I don't disagree that it is a crime and an atrocity for men to get killed. But I will say this. It is not on a par with, for example, children. Children don't know how to fly bombers. Now, hold on. Children don't know how to operate, how to drop napalm on villages. Children don't know how to fire Kalashnikovs or rocket launchers or RPGs. By the same token, traditionally, except for a few instances in human history, women have not been the destroyers either. They have been the producers. They have been the creators. They have been the ones within whose bodies rest the future of the human race. So I agree with you only up to a point. Sure, men should be taught that violence is horrifying, that violence is, well, violent. But to say that men suffer, no. And keep this in mind also. Men make the rules. Men have always made the rules. The rules are not made by children, and very few women, even today, are elevated to the position where they can make the rules. So the rules are made by men. Let me clarify it even further. Most rules are made by white men. The rules that apply to some village in Thailand or some economy in South Asia or some farmer in Ecuador, those rules are devised by white men. So no, I don't agree with your conclusion. I agree with part of what you're saying, that men should be taught, let me finish, men should be taught nonviolence. But you go too far when you try to put it on an equal footing, men, women, and children. Sorry.
Okay, well, I largely agree with you, but children are definitely more innocent. But the problem I have with women, I think a lot of times men will do things at the proxy of women. They'll do things to support women, you know, and the women just kind of sit back and they select a certain group of men. These are white owning class men. But most of us men don't fit into that category. Most of us men are minority right down there with the rest of the women and the children. And I think whenever you have somebody demonize men, it pushes the men away and pushes them into the Republican Party and things like that.
Well, you could be right there. You could be right there. I'll talk about it in a second, but I have to leave it there because we have a break coming up. Thanks for checking in, Clyde. I appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Getting where we've come from.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses directed.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Curse.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. All right, now I think we've got the wrinkles here, the gremlins out of the system. We're going to try again. From Rumsfeld's opening statement today during the press briefing with General Myers and this murderous pseudo-intellectual Rumsfeld. This is from his opening statement, and like I mentioned a minute ago, does this sound like a guilty man to you, or is he just worried about his job? And you know, when he's all finished talking here, you just think, well, you know, you feel they're lost so much that now you're going to sign the death notices with your own pen, right, Rummy?
I am truly saddened by the thought that anyone could have the impression that I or others here are doing anything other than working urgently to see that the lives of the fighting men and women are protected and are cared for in every way humanly possible. And I hope and pray that every family member of those who have died so bravely knows how deeply I feel their loss.
You know, you just, what do you want to do when you hear that? You know, you want to do something, don't you? You want to gouge your own eyes out? Something like that? I'm truly saddened by the thought that anyone could have the impression that I or others here are doing anything other than working urgently to see that the lives of the... And he just stands there and says it because no one's going to challenge him. This is Donald Rumsfeld. He's the Secretary of Defense of the most efficient, powerful, massive killing machine ever constructed in the history of humankind. And he will use it. You think somebody's going to challenge him? Even Bush is afraid of him. Of course, Bush is afraid of everything. He just does what Cheney tells him to do. But Bush and Cheney, these two murderous vampires who run this government, huh? So, Rumsfeld and Cheney, I should say. So Rumsfeld can stand there and say any damn thing he wants to say. Anything. And who's going to challenge him? Now, continuing with his opening statement... Remember how I said a year or so ago that the forces that were drafted to fight in Vietnam had no value? Remember that? Listen to him with his statement here about treasuring the troops. What a cover-your-ass moment this is.
I and I know others stay awake at night with concern for those at risk, with hope for their lives, for their success.
Oh, please.
And I want those who matter most, the men and women in uniform and their families, to know that. And I want them to know that we consider them, the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen, the Marines, to be America's true treasure.
But, Rummy, that's not what you said about our fighting forces a few months back. Oh, and staying awake at night, it's just the gas. That's all it is. People like Rumsfeld or Uncle Joe Stalin or Hitler or Pol Pot or Marcos, they don't have trouble sleeping at night. So, you know, what is it you stay awake at night? If you do, Rummy, it's because you got a fart. It's because you got a gas pain. It's because you have to get up and go to the John. It has nothing to do with the concern for Americans who are in uniform, fighting you and your thuggish partner, Dick Cheney's vicious, murderous, destructive war. You stay awake at night with concern. Oh, stop it. That's even too much for me to take. And I can put up with anything from these thugs. I mean, what they say. Now, back to reality. We had that couple of sound bites there of Rummy just tripping out like he's on drugs. Now, back to reality where Rummy is snotty and insulting. Reporter says, Mr. Secretary, how does yesterday's attack in Mosul and the need to up armor $4 billion worth of equipment, how does that square with the notion that you're routing insurgents, not only in Fallujah but elsewhere in Iraq? It seems they're getting stronger and more sophisticated, and there's no end in sight here.
We have said all along that we expected the level of violence to increase as you got towards the election.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not new.
Oh, it's not new.
We have also said that Fallujah was a successful effort.
Oh,
it was.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It seems to me that's crystal clear. And it's unambiguous, and it was an important effort. I would also say, as Dick suggested in his comment, that I think looking for a peaceful Iraq after the elections would be a mistake. I think our expectations level ought to be realistic about that.
Oh, so more death and more destruction, right? Why are we forcing these elections? Tell me again. What are you saying, you psycho old man? You crazy, crazy, crazy old man? You're not doing the fighting, are you, Rummy, huh? It seems to you that it's crystal clear, that it's unambiguous that Fallujah was a successful effort? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the murder of innocents? The destruction that you unleashed on that city, Rumsfeld, after the real fighters, 90% of the real fighters left and went to, Mosul? And he stands there and he says it. And the news media, or the television news media reporting it, and even the print medium, the establishment print media medium, say nothing. They wouldn't dare say, he's a lying old bastard. This is not true. None of this is true. Fallujah's a success. The city was utterly and completely destroyed. If people want to go back to Fallujah, the people who lived there, who fled, do you know what they're going to have to go through? They're going to have biometric identity cards. Do you know what that means? They're going to be living in a prison. Oh, God. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Hark. Hark, the herald angels sing. We'll be back after this break. Back to your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested. Trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the cheapest they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. The explosion that killed 22 people Tuesday at a U.S. military base in Iraq is now believed to have been the work of a suicide bomber. A full investigation will be conducted to determine the circumstances surrounding the attack. The attack killed 14 U.S. soldiers, 4 American civilians, 3 Iraqi National Guards, and an unidentified non-American civilian. But the military wouldn't speculate on whether that last civilian might have been the presumed suicide bomber. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has resigned from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's consulting firm. Kerik says he needs time to clear his, quote, good name. He also apologized to President Bush and Giuliani for the events that prompted his resignation. Kerik withdrew his name from consideration to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security due to potential problems involving a nanny he employed. Many controversial stories have been published since, including one that alleged he had 2 extramarital affairs at the same time. A California court is hearing arguments over same-sex marriage. Supporters and opponents of the issue are debating a lawsuit that challenges the state's law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Some argue that California's marriage law is a violation of the state constitution's anti-discrimination clause. A representative for California's attorney general told the judge that California already gives same-sex couples most of the rights and responsibilities of married couples without calling it, quote, marriage. Your flight this holiday season may be smoke-free, but your chances of being exposed to secondhand smoke at airports may be higher than you think. A CDC survey found that more than 60% of the nation's airports are smoke-free, but larger airports were found to be less likely to have a smoke-free policy. The CDC says secondhand smoke has been shown to cause lung cancer and heart disease in non-smoking adults. Doctors in Chicago say little Ramesa Raman beat the odds by being the smallest surviving baby ever born. They told the Chicago Sun-Times the baby is alive because she spent enough time in the womb to have fully developed lungs, was free of infection at birth, and is female. 18 of the 20 smallest preemies ever born have been girls. Doctors expect Raman to have a great chance for a normal life, and she should be home by the first week in January. It looks like residents across the Midwest will be able to look forward to a white Christmas. However, the winter storm that's making the snow possible is also making it impossible for people to travel to their holiday destinations. Travelers have been advised to check conditions before hitting the roadways or heading to the airports. Several hundred flights in and out of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport have been canceled. Winter storm warnings and advisories are in effect across much of the Midwest. Forecasters predict that some areas of Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and Ohio could see more than a foot of snow before it starts tapering off later today. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Unfiltered. Thursday on Unfiltered. Halt that holiday flight. It's Bill Dwight, our guest host and Northampton City Councilor and video clerk. Plus, don't fight the in-laws, fight the power. It's Chuck D. And this holiday season, do you know how to choose the blue? Plus, Jamal Watson, executive editor of the New York Amsterdam News, drops by to talk about the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Bah humbug on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Don't forget our holiday program, Christmas program, tomorrow night, True Seekers. And then we're off Friday and Monday. And we'll be back Tuesday coming. I think we're doing basically the same thing during New Year's week also. So we're not going anyplace at all. As a matter of fact, we're going to spend, we're going to be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, right? 4 days. That means sleeping until noon. It means finishing this huge box of candy that Blue Lady sent. It means building a fire in the fireplace, hanging out with the kid. And the most important thing is just getting sleep. And we're also going to take that 4 or 5 days there to try to train Miss Molly to sleep through the night. Oh, God. All right. What do we have here? One more Rumsfeld quote. No evening would be complete on this program without at least a little bit of Rumspeak. Tell me if you can figure out what he's trying to say here about these 400 troops who were having lunch were left so unprotected. Now it appears that it was a suicide bomber who just walked in and blew himself and 19, 20, 21 Americans to death and injured 60, 65, 70 other people. Just walked in. So listen to this. Why is he talking about house fires and homicides? The reporter says, Mr. Secretary, do you and General Myers think it's unwise or was unwise to put 400 plus servicemen and civilians and others in a huge tent the size of a football field on a base in a combat zone, a base that had been hit by mortars and RPGs? Would you not agree that putting 400 people in a huge tent is a tempting target for the insurgents or anybody else?
It is something that one has to put into context. And I say that in respect for the military commanders on the ground who have multiple tasks, are challenged constantly. I mean, think of the murders that take place in every major city in the world. And one can say, well, why aren't they stopped? Or the fires that take place and things that happen.
What?
And they're terrible things. And the loss of life is heartbreaking. And it's a normal human instinct. But the other way to think about it, or an additional way to think about it, is think about turning that country over and letting them win, those people who are doing those things. It would be a terrible loss for civilized society.
This is so sick. This is so sick. This is like listening to the devil himself come up out of hell and stand there and talk. It's horrifying. In the first place, it doesn't answer the question. But for this filthy, degenerate human being to say, I mean, think of the murders that take place in every major city in the world. One could say, well, why aren't they stopped? Or the fires that take place and things that happen. That's how he compares this. The greatest military, monstrous, murderous force in the history of the world, and we keep having our people blown to pieces in combat situations that any moron, anybody who went to the National War College or anybody who's ever studied military tactics and operations would understand this is not what you do. God. What an insult. What a filthy thing to say. What about the moms and dads and husbands and wives, whether military or civilian, who may have been listening to this monster today? It's their family member that's dead, not him. Not one of his. What did he say? The other way to think about it? The other way to think about my dead aunt, my dead father, my dead mom, my dead husband? The other way to think about it is to think about turning that country over to who? To whom? Iraqis! We have people running this country. Do you understand this? I know you do. I know you do. But But why doesn't everybody understand? The people who did vote for Bush, I don't know how many votes were stolen. Millions, in my opinion. But there must have been 30, 40, 50 million people out there who did vote for this monster and his sick cabinet. I mean, think about this. Here's a guy standing there asking the relatives of dead people. People have been blown to pieces to think about it a different way. This man is from hell. This man is a demon. This man is from hell. If you have any belief in any of these religious or mythological stories, then truly, he's from hell. He's Grendel. He's the monster out there howling in the woods at night. He's the half-human beast waiting for a traveler to pass by. So he, Grendel, can leap up out of the snowbank in the woods and rip them to pieces and eat them. That's what this guy is. He is the uber monster. Here he is, and to stand there and be able to see him, his cavalier attitude about dead Iraqis, about dead Americans, about not even signing his filthy, filthy demon name to a death notice. That's what the Secretary of Defense is supposed to do, isn't it? To say that Fallujah, the destruction of Fallujah was a success. Only a demon can say those kind of words. Only someone recently burped and belched up from the bowels of hell can say something like that. The firebombing of Dresden was a success. Nagasaki and Hiroshima were successes. The attack on Pearl Harbor was a success. You sick old man, you sick, degenerate old man. Rummy talks about comparing death in a combat zone because of the incompetence of somebody. Either the military contractors, who would that be? Kellogg, Brown & Root, Halliburton, Cheney's blood-soaked company, or the military commanders who can't secure an area where they're going to put 400 people for a sit-down lunch? He compliments those people? They should be fired. Their commission should be taken away. They should be court-martialed. They should be put on trial for murder. House fires and city homicides. What do they have to do with the insane policy of putting 400 soldiers and civilians in a giant tent in an area that has been repeatedly struck by the Iraqi fighters? What is that? What is it about sending troops into combat with not the right body armor, not the right armor on their vehicles? Weapons that don't fire, food that can't be eaten, bullets that are duds. If we're going to kill and slaughter and murder, for Christ's sake, give us the tools to kill and slaughter and murder efficiently, okay? Yeah, for Christ's sake. For somebody's sake, they kill us in the name of Muhammad, we kill them in the name of Christ, right? And so it goes. But there's Rumsfeld, sounding as sick and insane as any religious fanatic, no matter what religion has captured and nurtured and developed his fanaticism. Oh, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
We can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet, childabuseunit.com.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for micro-business owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Out of the mouth of morons, right? Yeah. Yeah, well, as Mark Crispin Miller has written in the Bush Dyslexicon, when he makes a statement like that, he by God means it. He means it. He absolutely means it. This is an evil, evil group that is running this country. I'm sure that people who listen to this program understand that. I for the life of me, cannot understand, though, how Americans, people in the same culture that I'm in, who see the same things I see every day. Now, the filters may be different, but they see the same things I see. They struggle with the same stuff I struggle with. You know, raising a family. God, that sounds weird at my age. raising a kid. Struggling to make the pay the bills. And we do. We still do. All of that stuff, you know, everything that a normal human being does. And yet, people in this country, millions, tens of millions, voted in favor of this administration to do us another 4 years, to do it to us again and again and again. What does it take? Who was it? Was it Cathapollett who wrote it, The Nation, or who was it? Who does Diary of a Mad Law Professor? What's her name? Patricia, damn. One of them, I think it was Pollitt, who... I don't have the column in front of me, but what she wrote was, hey, get over it. Get over it. This is what America wanted. No matter how you cut it, no matter how you slice it, no matter how many votes were stolen, this is what America wanted. This. You know, 4 more years of this monster. I'm talking about Rummy and Cheney. You know, Bush is just a dithering dolt. But he's the linchpin in all this. Oh God! But this evilness, everything that has happened in the past 4 years. You know, I've invited, like this, any Republican, any conservative, to peel the yellow streak off your back and call this program and tell me one single thing that the Bush crime family has done that benefits the people of this country, the people of the planet. Just one thing. Now, one of you suckers can do it. Either you can't, or you're terrified of me, like I'm going to, what, jump through the radio and whip your ass? Come on. Come on. Of course, I just might do that. You know, if you get me irritated enough, I'll come right through your headphones or your speaker, grab you around the throat, and shake you until your eyeballs roll up in your head. Oh, my God. Not a single thing. So what did we do? What did America do? Millions of us. Millions of us. Can I have a bit more, sir? May I have some more, sir? Here, let me bend over. Okay, now let me spread them. Okay, now. That's how sick it is. Well, Kathy, don't sit there and get weird. That's what I had to do that when I took my physical for the Army. They tell you that. Bend over, spread them. I just want to see if you got hemorrhoids. That's all. Because you have hemorrhoids, you're not going to take it. Or they didn't want to take you in the military. This group will probably take anybody, hemorrhoids or not. That's an acceptable thing to say on radio. Don't worry about it. You thought I was going to... Oh, I see. Okay. I'm just talking about checking hemorrhoids. Matthew is calling from Minnesota. Matthew, welcome to the program. Yo, Matthew. All right, let's put Matthew on hold. We'll try Matthew again in a moment. John is calling from Colorado. John, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm about your age, maybe a little younger, but... You remember back in the day we had all those great songs, Ohio.
Yes.
That's what polarized our generation, don't you think?
You mean that's what gave us cohesion?
That's right. What brought us all together.
Right.
So I talked to my sons. I have sons 19 and 22. Mm-hmm. Guess where they're going. So I said, what kind of music do you have that tells the same story? Mm-hmm. And so they turned me on to some underground hip-hop bands.
Right.
And so I started listening to this stuff. These guys have great messages.
Yes, they do.
They're never going to get it out because the six people, the six companies that own all the radio stations won't let them play it.
Right, and plus, hip-hop culture, hip-hop music, that is. I asked that question several months back, you know, where's the protest music? And, you know, a couple of people said, well, you know, you're just not listening to them, Lloyd, it's out there. And so I started doing the same thing. I have a son who's 26 who has followed rap and hip-hop since he was about 7 years old. So he understands this as well as I understood Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But another reason it won't get played is because of the profanity. In our generation, God help you if you said damn on a record. I remember when Pink Floyd used the F word on, what was it, Kathy, The Wall or Dark Side of the Moon? I think it was The Wall. But hip-hop music has so much profanity, and even when they're talking about righteous things, and that's one of the reasons it's not going to get in the air. Hey, you want to hold on a second? I'll come back to you, John, because you've only had a minute and 30 seconds here to chat. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us. This is Air America. I see you be the fifth each and every session now, because America's been took. It's plain to see the oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil, so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
It's time for a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Half the U.S. intelligence budget is spent on private contractors. Red states have a divorce rate 27% higher than blue states. The Pentagon spent $42 billion on faulty aircraft without fully testing them. Ready for the answers? All true. Read about all this in the January issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now. Mother Jones, your source for truth-telling, hell-raising, independent news.
'Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming up with this
talking about. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Randy Rhodes.
If you can't tolerate a Christmas tree or a menorah or a crescent moon on the top of a steeple, there's something wrong with you. Something that goes right to your level of tolerance, what you will and won't tolerate. And you need to figure that out because that's wrong too. And liberals know it and they live it and they practice it and they defend it and they celebrate it and they go to court when people are prohibited from expressing.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
World that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Cause I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sand? All the turmoil's making my blood boil. Cause I don't wanna see our people dying for oil. See the so-called media, Sway don't believe in ya. The way I'm receiving ya, it seems you're deceiving the mass majority.
Make way for P Dog, the Bush killer, cop killer, black urban gorilla. Because without justice, I'll bust until it's released. And only then is the time for peace.
25 before the hour. Back to John in Colorado. That's kind of some of the music you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it really is. One of the things that really, I was just thinking about it on the break, was, you know, they don't mind selling the stuff that the violent stuff.
Right.
But they won't sell anybody with a good message. And that ticks me off, too. Well, here's what I do.
By they, you're talking about the record executives,
yeah,
the
records,
labels.
They're not going to, you know, they the guys, you know, that promote, you know, go, let's go,
sure,
shoot each other, you know, cap your, you know,
yeah,
brother,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
all,
yeah,
that crap. But what I do is I go on the internet and I find all these underground songs and I put them on CDs, which I probably shouldn't do. I pay for them, but, right, and then I play my music really loud, and some guy will pull up next to me in a car, black guy, go, who's that weird guy there? And I give him the peace sign, roll down my window, and I throw him a disc. And it has where the website is that he could buy the song, some stuff that my kids write about, you know, about what's going on with,
right,
Bush. And now they're looking for me because I get a new disc every once in a while, and they're going, you got another one, you know. So I'm getting my message out, but, you know, I don't – Eminem, he's the one – he's the biggest one, and he makes no bones about what he thinks about Bush. If you,
mm-hmm,
if you listen to Mosh –
oh yeah, I saw the video that came with that. Oh my God!
Well, yeah, it gave me chills.
Yeah, it was great. It was great stuff. It was great.
Listen to a band called Sage Francis. It's called Makeshift Patriot. They wrote it right after 9/11, and they nailed it. They nailed it.
I'll check it out. And listen, if you put together some good music, send me a copy, will you?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I do this all the time. I mean, this.
You got a pencil? You want to mail me a disc, or you want to send me MP3s?
Why don't I just email you?
All right, that's great. Mike.
And then I'll get an address or something from you guys.
All right, Mike DeMalloy at AOL. Say it again?
I'm doing a, what? It's Malloy at AOL, right?
MikeDMalloy at AOL.com, right?
Gotcha.
I still subscribe to the filthy, horrible corporate AOL. Sorry.
But I have a lot of fun with what I do, and my kids, I'm scared to death of my kids. I really am.
And so am I.
I know there's going to be a draft. There is no doubt about it.
I hear you. John, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I'll look forward to hearing your music. When you send it to me, I'll play it on this program, or Kathy will play it, okay?
That sounds good to me. Nice talking to you, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care.
Bye.
Kip is calling from Michigan. Kip, welcome to the program.
How you doing there, Mike?
Hey, Kip. There you are.
Yeah, first-time caller. It's hard to get through to you, but I finally got through.
Yeah. Well, here you are.
Anyways, I wanted to sort of say there on Rumsfeld, I'm listening there, and makes me sort of ashamed to be an American when we have leaders like this in our country right now.
Oh, it's just awful. It's just awful. And what really irritates me is that I have to feel that shame. That you know, I have nothing to do with Rumsfeld. I wish he would move. I wish he would go back to hell where he belongs. But as long as he speaks for any part of my government, he represents me, as sick as that is. And it's shameful. And I don't like feeling ashamed. You know, I hate it.
Absolutely. I live about 45 miles from Canada here. And we're starting to joke here now that we're all just going to start and say that we're Canadians now, you know.
Sure. Sure, and then the day may come when it's not a joke. It may become necessary. I'm sure there are a lot of countries around the planet who have just decided, look, our people are being restricted from going to the United States. Our people get arrested. They get handcuffed. They get thrown in interrogation, or worse, they get held for 20 hours with no charges. We're going to start doing it to Americans. This is the terrible thing about this torture and prisoner abuse stuff. When our guys are captured, as they will at some point, they will be captured. I mean, you can't fight in war without losing some of your people to capture. Some of your people become POWs. God help the American soldiers and Marines who become POWs, because Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of these dirty, filthy monsters have said to the world, we don't play by the rules anymore. So when our people are held, they're going to have the skin stripped off of them. They're going to have their eyelids cut off. They're going to have cigarettes crunched into their ears, just like we're doing to people globally now in our own gulag. And that's, you know, aside from the moral implications of what we're doing as a country, there's also that. What happens when our people go down? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's awful.
Literally ignoring the Geneva Conventions, and it's just going to come right back and bite us.
Oh, yeah, Bush is above that. You know, the sycophants around Bush, the demons around Bush, who are lesser demons than Bush, but probably far smarter, they've told him, oh, no, the rules don't apply to you, Mr. President, sir. None of the rules apply to you. You're special. Christ picked you, or God, or Reverend Moon, or somebody supernatural picked you. You're leading the world in this terrible time of war. None of these rules apply to you, Mr. President. That's what it's come to, Kip.
Yeah, I think so. I was flipping through the channels tonight. I flipped past MSNBC.
Yeah.
And General Barry McCaffrey was on there, and he seemed like he was actually sort of really talking to the subject quite directly. Seems like he was either painting that, you know, we're going to be there a long time, or there's going to be civil war there in Iraq. It's just everywhere. It's every which way you go, it's just going to be blood there, you know?
I know. I hear you. Kip, you know? thanks for checking in, pal. Let me move on.
Hey.
Time is flying. Thanks, Kip. I appreciate it. You take care. Yeah, Kip mentioned some of these retired generals that appear on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or wherever. And on local stations, we have them here in Atlanta, I'm sure you have them. You know, they're all whores. Not one of them that I've heard has taken a clear, definitive stand against this atrocity that we've committed against Iraq. Not one. You know, they ought to put Colonel David Hackworth on. You notice that you never see, well, very rarely, every once in a while, Colonel Hackworth will show up, and there'll be four people on. He gets to talk for maybe 3 seconds and 20 seconds and 19 seconds. Now, he's a warrior. For those of you who don't like warriors, that's understandable. This guy believes if you commit to forces, then win, then fight. But he also understands, because he's a warrior, he's the most decorated man in Vietnam conflict. Okay, so you can make an argument that he's a warmongering bastard. Okay, I understand that. I understand that. But you also have to make the argument that if you're going to commit to war, if we are still living in an uncivilized manner in which we do make war, then we need to be prepared, once we've made the war, to win it. Otherwise, what happens? Eventually, our babies get blown into red mist. Our children get killed. Our people die. So, based on that, people like Hackworth, and he is a warrior, and if you're pissed off about that, I understand. He is a warrior. He will tell you, like he made the case about Vietnam. Yeah, it was an illegal war. Yeah, we had no business being over there. But we were there. What was, you know, Kerry said, come home. Hackworth said, if we're going to be there, win. Now, that's awful, isn't it? But Hackworth has looked at the situation in Iraq. And if Hackworth had his way, I think, if I read him right, he would take the general staff that's running this war and court-martial all of them, lock them in jail, try them for war crimes. You know, Hackworth is a warrior, but he's not a slime ball. He doesn't believe in torture, not that I'm aware of. He doesn't believe in mistreating POWs. There was a time, I don't know when it was, don't ask me, don't email me, I don't know, but there was a time when there was a code of honor, when warriors subscribed to a code of honor. When did it go away? I don't know. You know, when the first caveman said, no, I'm going to beat the baby to death while the caveman I really want to kill is out taking a leak. I don't know when it ended, but there was a time when there was honor in combat, if such a thing can exist. I know what you're saying. Don't email me on that either. How can there be honor in killing? I understand. But you understand what I'm saying, don't you? Of course you do. It's gone. There's no honor in what we're doing. Honor in attacking essentially a third world country that we have decimated for 12 years. This is like ancient times when they would build a siege around a city and starve the people, and make them sick, and use catapults to hurl corpses over the walls so they become infected with bubonic plague or typhoid or God knows what kind of... We used to do that, and that's what we did to Iraq, until the Iraqis were so decimated that we could do shock and awe and have what Bush called a catastrophic success. The greatest power, military, fighting, war, death and destruction machine in the history of the human race managed to invade a third world country and make it to that third world country's capital in less time than it took the Union Army to march from Richmond to Savannah. And we're proud of that, aren't we? Huh? We're proud of that. By God, shock and awe. Shock and we'll show you. We'll show you. So these generals that you see on television, they're suckers, they're sellouts, they're whores, they're evil. As far as I'm concerned, they're cowards, total cowards. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Hypocrites and liars,
the quality of mercy is my strength.
Senators and lawyers,
the quality of mercy is my strength.
Big songs and heroes,
the quality of mercy is my strength.
Murderers and martyrs, the quality of mercy is my strength.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Welcome to What's On My Mind.
First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
All right, who helped make this program happen tonight? Program was engineered in New York City by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake handled the phone calls, as always. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, is webmaster at my website. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, all right? And MikeMalloy.com. I'm trying to get to a million hits. There's a hit counter there at the bottom, and I just can't seem to turn it over. So do it for me, all right? Do it for me. Oh, my God. All right. Roger is calling from New Jersey. Roger, welcome to the program. Roger? All right. Let's put Roger on hold and go to Chris, who's calling in Toronto, or from Toronto. Hey, Chris. Is this happening? All right, let's go back to Roger in New Jersey. Roger in New Jersey. No, Chris in Toronto. No, Roger. Okay, well, there's one gone. Chris in New Jersey. Or is Roger in Toronto? Now, wait a second. Let's see. How about Roger in New Jersey? Hey, Roger. How about the Ghost of Christmas Past? All right, never mind. Chris and Roger, sorry, just didn't work out, did it? Huh? Well, you know, stuff happens, as Rumsfeld says. That happens every once in a while. Our phones get all screwy, and you know, I don't know what to tell you, except it's talk radio. You know, it's talk radio. Let me leave you with this tonight. This is what they call a kicker. Most program newscasts will have a kicker. That's the little lighthearted story at the end of the newscast. It's designed to make you go, "Oh, shucks, man, that was really something." After all that crime and ugliness and war, that was a cute story there about the bunnies. All right, here's our kicker: a North Texas soldier who had deployed to Iraq early next year is furious that he recently lost custody of his son because of his military obligations. Okay, so it's not a bunny story. John Wirtz is his name. He must comply with a court order and deliver his 9-year-old son to his ex-wife 3 days after Christmas. He says, "This is a big slap in my face. I'm defending the country, and right behind my back, they're taking things away from me." Well, John, you kind of lost me right there. It's your son, sir, not your thing. Anyway, let's just chalk it up to stress and pressure. This guy won primary custody of his son when his marriage to his former wife dissolved in 98. Now, he was called up by the National Guard for airport security after the terrorist attacks in 2001. Then active duty followed. He spent 5 months at Fort Knox, Kentucky, a year in South Korea. Yada, 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 yada. During that time, Wirtz's son lived with him, Wirtz, when he wasn't in the military, when he wasn't overseas, and Wirtz's new wife. Last summer, the Army moved Wirtz to Fort Irwin, California, where he had been preparing to deploy to Iraq. His ex-wife's attorney said Wirtz gave her no warning, so she filed for a change in custody. A judge awarded her custody until Wirtz returns from Iraq. What if he doesn't, huh? It's difficult to gauge how often soldiers lose custody because of deployment, but I'll guarantee you it happens often enough. The guys like John Wirtz is going to go into a combat zone, stressed like this. But this is what happens to soldiers. You know, why not do it to him? Why not take a guy who is going to go into a life and death situation, a horrendous situation, a true kill or be killed situation, and just before he goes, take his son away from him? Now, you would think that Rumsfeld, since he has so much compassion for the soldiers and Marines who are dying and killing, I mean, he said it, didn't he, in his own words, that he, Rumsfeld, would intercede. You know, the Virgin Mary intercedes for people. Why not Rumsfeld? Why doesn't Rumsfeld call up the judge and say, hey, this is this drunk old bastard killer, Don Rumsfeld, and I want you to give this boy back to his dad because I need his dad to go kill and die for me, and if you mess with me, I'll send an F-16 over your courthouse. Huh? You like that? Now, excuse me, Rumsfeld definitely has the power to do that. I'm kidding. But that's our kicker story for this program. Let's play some music, Kathy. Do you have some Christmas music? I would like to have a little Christmas music play now. I realize we're a little bit early, but let's have some Christmas music. And we'll come back in a few minutes and sign off and say goodnight. Can you play something for me? Huh? You got something there? Preferably something with a lot of timpanis and brass, you know, real ass-kicking. I don't like wimpy Christmas music. I like ass-kicking Christmas music. You got something? Okay. Let her rip.
She brings cold beer to me and pours us all some. A birthday song they sang with mighty big lungs. Across the bar they hang her rubber band bum. Double D bun, had her boots done. Then she smiled at me out of a big tun.
Oh, that kind of music, huh? All right, don't forget, tomorrow night is our Christmas program. Do join us. It's going to get crazy. It usually does when we do the Christmas program. We're going to be playing Oh Holy Nightmare. Some of you are familiar with that song. You know what we're talking about when we talk about Oh Holy Nightmare. Also, one of our listeners from Warsaw, Ohio, who recorded some music for us last year. We're going to play that again, too. So, Christmas show tomorrow, same time, same station. Be here, all right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. The explosion that killed 22 people Tuesday at a U.S. military base in Iraq is now believed to have been the work of a suicide bomber. A full investigation will be conducted to determine the circumstances surrounding the attack. The attack killed 14 U.S. soldiers, 4 American civilians, 3 Iraqi National Guards, and an unidentified non-American civilian. But the military wouldn't speculate on whether that last civilian might have been the presumed suicide bomber. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has resigned from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's consulting firm. Kerik says he needs time to clear his, quote, good name. He also apologized to President Bush and Giuliani for the events that prompted his resignation. Kerik withdrew his name from consideration to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security due to potential problems involving a nanny he employed. Many controversial stories have been published since, including one that alleged he had two extramarital affairs at the same time. A California court is hearing arguments over same-sex marriage. Supporters and opponents of the issue are debating a lawsuit that challenges the state's law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Some argue that California's marriage law is a violation of the state constitution's anti-discrimination clause. A representative for California's attorney general told the judge that California already gives same-sex couples most of the rights and responsibilities of married couples without calling it, quote, marriage. Your flight this holiday season may be smoke-free, but your chances of being exposed to secondhand smoke at airports may